These survey results were compiled by interviewing a number of Catholic individuals. Following is how the majority responded to these questions. This interview is approximately 8 minutes long.
All right, Sam. Well, I want to thank you for participating in our survey today. Sam, do you have any spiritual beliefs?
Yes. Jesus, the Virgin Mary.
Okay. Sam, do you go to church?
Yes.
Which one do you go to?
St. Joseph's Parish.
Are you a church member?
Yes.
And how long have you been a church member?
From the time I was born.
Why did you choose your specific faith?
My parents were Catholics, and that made me a Catholic also.
I see. So you were born into the Catholic faith and just became a Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. To you personally, Sam, what is the most important book for a person to own and read?
The Bible.
What are the main religious books of your denomination faith?
The Catechism.
Do you use a Bible?
Yes.
What translation do you use?
The English.
Why is that?
Because that's all we have at the time, the English.
Okay. Do you read other books and or newspapers?
I read a newspaper.
Okay. Which newspaper would you read?
The Daily Local News.
Okay. On average, how often do you read the Daily Local?
Every day.
Yes or no, Sam? Do you understand the language that the Daily Local is written in?
Yes.
On average, how often do you read the Bible?
About once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Do you always understand what you read in the Bible?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't understand what they're saying.
Okay. Sam, why do you commit more time to reading a secular worldly newspaper than the book that you claim is the most important?
I understand the newspaper better than the Bible.
I see. Sam, do you feel that God is pleased with your answer?
No.
Sam, are you bilingual? That means are you able to speak more than one language?
Yes.
Which ones do you speak?
English and Italian.
I see. Which ones are you fluent in?
English.
Okay. Do you read and write in English and Italian?
No, just English.
Okay. Which one do you understand the best?
English.
What language is your Bible written in?
English.
Sam, what language do you read the newspaper in?
English.
Okay. This question here, Sam, doesn't apply to you, but for clarity's sake, I'd like to ask it. If you could read the Daily Local in the same language as your Bible, would you?
Yes.
Okay, and that is because you already do. Okay. To you personally, Sam, who is Jesus?
He's the Son of God.
Okay, very good. In the Bible, Sam, it speaks of having your sins forgiven. Have your sins been forgiven?
Don't know.
Is that a yes or a no?
That's a no.
Okay. Do you believe in heaven or hell?
Yes.
Sam, if you were to die right now, where would you go?
Don't know. I think I might go to purgatory first and then maybe go to heaven.
Okay. All right. Well, Sam, by using your Bible, can you back up your answer?
No.
Does your church, Sam, have rules such as what clothes you can wear, etc.?
Yes.
In your church, who makes the rules?
The priest.
I see. Is the priest like the highest one in the Catholic Church?
No, you have the cardinals, then you have the bishops, and then you have the pope.
I see. Okay. And the priest would be is a priest a cardinal?
No, the priest goes to the cardinal.
I see. Okay. Sam, are you allowed to disagree with the rules?
Yes.
What happens if you do disagree with the rules or choose not to follow them?
The priest will talk it over with you.
Okay. What's he going to try to help you to see the error of your way?
He tries to change your mind or tries to convince you one way or another.
Okay. All right. Sam, what would happen if you were to leave the Catholic Church and join another church?
You would be excommunicated.
How would your family treat you?
Unwanted.
I see. Okay. Sam, do you believe that that's a biblical practice?
I want to say no, but according to them, I'd say yes.
Okay. Sam, do you own a snowmobile or other similar device?
No.
Why not?
Not interested.
If you could own one, would you?
No.
Is there a biblical reason for that answer?
No.
Sam, are you familiar with John chapter 3, the story about Nicodemus and Jesus?
No.
What is your understanding of how a man must be born again?
Baptism. They go to Mary also. But baptism is supposed to wash away all your sins.
I see. Okay. Can you back up your answer with the Bible?
No.
Do you want to see the kingdom of God, Sam?
Yes.
What do you base your hope on for getting to heaven?
Being a good person. Having the grace every day. And doing what the church tells you to do.
I see. Is that what the Bible teaches?
No.
Sam, have you ever told a lie?
Yes.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Yes.
Do liars and or thieves go to heaven?
Don't know on that one.
Does your church teach anything about repentance?
Yeah, they say if you're baptized, you'll go to heaven or go to purgatory first. But according to the priest, that if you be baptized, you're all right.
I see. And if I was a Catholic and I told a lie, what could I do to find repentance?
You can go to the priest, and they'll have a little box that you go into, and they'll shut the door and confess that sin to the priest, and he might say to you, John Doe, you can say 5 Hail Marys or 6 Our Fathers or 7 Our Glory Be to the Father, and then he'll give you, he'll bless you, and he says, go out there, and you go out there and kneel in the pew, and you kneel before the altar there, and you say your sins. I mean, you say your prayers.
I see. Sam, are you familiar with the events that took place in the Garden of Eden?
No.
Have you ever heard about why Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden?
No.
How many commandments did Eve break before God put him out of the garden?
All of them.
How many sins does a person have to commit before God will not allow them into heaven?
That I don't know.
How many good things does a person have to do in order not to go to hell?
Don't know that either.
Well, Sam, why did Jesus die on the cross?
For the sins of the world.
What does grace and faith have to do with getting into heaven?
Be a good person. Have grace every day to, you know, confess that I'm a good person or whatever every day. You have to be have your grace every day.
I see. And have you received that grace?
Yes.
And how did you receive it?
Through Mary.
I see. Sam, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself if 1 were nearer to hell and 10 were nearer to heaven? How would you rate yourself?
7.
7, I see. Okay, well, thank you. Whose standard did you use to rate yourself?
Myself.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sam, for participating in our survey today. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.